As I mentioned, Tony Kemp's been very outspoken on the All-Stars match that's ahead of us in Rotorua on Saturday. Kempy said it's in danger of becoming a reserve-grade match here with the amount of pullouts. Of course, plying his trade as SENZ Brekkie host and former Warriors coach is on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. So just expand on that for our audience that didn't hear your comments yesterday. You're questioning the amount of, well, the reasoning behind the amount of players that are pulling out of this All-Stars match.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the importance of this game to us here in New Zealand, especially 7 3 years of the Warriors being stuck in Australia because of COVID, was everyone was waiting, I guess, with their rubbing their hands together, that they're going to get a really good All-Stars game here, but it hasn't transpired to that with a number of, I guess, Māori's pulling out first, and then you've got these the Indigenous star players starting to pull out, and of course we've got the cloud over Mitchell and Jack White after Saturday night, and what should have been a first-class game now is starting like a couple of sides that are struggling to put teams together, especially the Māori's when they've got players in there that are borderline playing New South Wales Cup or haven't had any NRL experience. So I was trying to make the point that, you know, it was really important, I thought, from their perspective, as the game was sold to New Zealand, that, you know, for a show of faith, we've brought the All-Stars game to New Zealand on Saturday. It looks like we're going to have nothing more than a reserve grade side. Wrong, there's still some good players in there, but there should be a lot of very, very good players across the board where we don't have to go and look for players to try and make up the sides.
So are you cynical of the reasons of those that are pulling out? We know that, say, Nelson Asofa-Solomona said he'd been bitten by his dog and needs to recover from that. Joey Manu has a fracture in the face. Josh Adokar said, I need time to recover after the World Cup. When you look at those, Kempy, they're all legitimate reasons. But do you think there's a little bit more behind some of the pullouts?
Well, I think the main one, and, you know, you've got Josh Adokar saying, I need more from the World Cup, but I think if you have a look at James Fisher-Harris, he is at the World Cup as well, and he's playing for the Māori's. So you've got a set of rules at one club and another set of rules at another club, and I think the game in and around, you know, you've got the CBA issue going on at the moment. You've got players that have come back from the World Cup and only got back into the mainstream training after Christmas. It's probably all come at a head. To decisions being made by the club is what's actually best for our player, who represents us for the 26th round. So, having been a coach, having been part of the national setup, how hard it is to get players out of club setups to play in any type of game other than club games, and no doubt coaches would have sat down with players and said, "You need to make a decision here. You're representing the club. Are you going down to a trial match?" Basically, between the Indigenous All-Stars and the Māori. And from our place of importance that we have at New Zealand, it's played after or during what's probably the biggest week for us in the Waitangi weekend, after Waitangi weekend, when the treaty has been signed and the celebration for is culminating with this game down at Rotorua of our home to represent our people. So, It's not apples and apples, it's oranges and apples. What was sold to us, we're getting. And I'm really, really conscious that people, the more we hear about people pulling out, the less people are going to go down to Rotorua to watch it.
Mate, I mean this question in the most respectful way because I want your opinion on it. Do you think the game is more important now, the All-Stars concept is more important now for what it stands for culturally and the message it delivers versus the game itself?
100%. But I don't think you can have one without the other.
Right.
So, especially in this country, like, we are simply a ground for the NRL now. We don't have a national body with any teeth that puts consistent pathways to. We play tournaments, you know, and the New Zealand Māori Rugby League play plenty of tournaments where we've got 15 franchises over here picking the eyes out of all of our best kids. And if you look through that, you know, Jordan Leakey and a number of kids that have come through our age group Māori tournaments have been a recruitment group in our club. So the importance of that is if they're coming from those tournaments, then we should be the best players in the competition, represent us back here in New Zealand, because we don't have another opportunity to see them playing on their home ground wearing their native jerseys. And I don't think you can have one without the other.
What about the Warriors season? So we're 23 days out, mate, from the start of the NRL season. The new era starts under Andrew Webster. Like you say, they're finally back home for a full season for the first time in a long time. So what are your expectations for the Warriors this year?
Well, bigger expectations, I guess, than we've had for the last 3 years. You know, they've come out themselves and said that there's no more excuses. Webster, I think he's answering questions as opposed to putting cliches or, you know, a rugby league narrative. When he's asked hard questions, he's answering them. He's saying all the right things, and he's got a good attitude along with everyone that's stepping up. And I guess, what would you say, you know, singing off the same song sheet. So I've been down to training. I've had a look at them fit. They're looking lean. I think they're a little bit on the small side as far as goes. And I still have a question over whether or not we've got a hooker like the top five teams in the competition, Melbourne, South Sydney, Sydney City, with the inclusion of Brandon Smith to compete for that top four spot. So, you know, if they can play out for the eight, I think it'll be a successful year for them. But I see them sort of fighting it out between that fifth and 12th spot again.
Good man, Kempy. We'll let you go. Thanks for your thoughts this morning.
No worries, boys, anytime.
Tony Kemp joining us there. Your thoughts on that one? Well, Damien on the text line says, Kempy's right. The star players are only being used to sell tickets and eyeballs to the game. It's quickly heading down the way of the city v country fixture where it's no longer a representative jersey. Thank you for that, Damien. And this one. G'day, Matty. The All-Stars game will always be subject to players pulling out while it's a pre-season fixture. If the game is as significant as claimed, it should be played after the grand final. It'd provide the opportunity for all of the best players to be available. Well, there's certainly scheduling question marks, isn't there, off the back of a World Cup? Although, as Tony just pointed out, some players will be playing, some players have decided to step away. Scheduling, I reckon, would be one of the core reasons for this, and we do have a very different season with the 17 teams and the three byes this year. So where you fit it in, I don't know. Where it's best, I'm not sure. Is it best at the moment under these circumstances with the CBA negotiations still on the table? Does the Jack White and Latrell Mitchell scuffle and the headlines help or hinder in terms of generating, just look at it from a pure generation of eyeballs, attempt or fact? Where do you sit that? I mean, at the moment, we don't know how it's going to play out, but it's very important to those that play this game. It's very important to the Indigenous All-Stars, the Māori All-Stars as well, and it's very important in the backyard of New Zealand football and sport. So there's a lot of importance attached to this one. Let's see how it plays out on Saturday night.